Welcome to She Designed a Life She Loves. I'm your host, Katrina Lumsden. If you're ready to start designing a life and business on your terms in a soul-led and easeful way, then this is where you need to hang out. With 15 years business experience and having built a thriving interiors career, it is my passion to now show you the possibilities of expanding your interiors business in a way that you never thought possible. With a strong social media presence, aligned business strategies, and the right mindset, your biggest dreams are possible. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you the energetics behind creating a soul-led business so you feel empowered to go after those big dreams and design a life you love. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of She Designed a Life She Loves. Thanks again for being here. I just wanted to today just take the time to thank all of you beautiful humans or you beautiful ladies who have been listening in every week so far. I so appreciate you and I just love the fact that you keep supporting me and I am so grateful. If you're new here, welcome. I ramble on a bit about manifestation, intuition, mindset, and I also share business tips as well. Specifically, it has been for designers and stylists, and more so in the future is going to be a bit broader for any kind of creative in a small business, any woman who is wanting to start a business or wants to expand and grow and just flourish and thrive in their business. So welcome, and I really hope that you enjoy this episode and that you hang around. So what I'm going to share today is something that I've kind of been promising that I'm going to do for a little while, and that is I'm going to share with you all about one of my, well, probably my second most favorite manifestation that I've brought to life, and that is the purchase of our holiday property up on the Gold Coast. So if you've been listening since the very, very beginning, back when I hosted Holiday in Style at the season one of this podcast, you will know that I am obsessed with holiday homes, so much so that I branched out and I rebranded my business. So I was solely styling and designing and working with holiday homeowners to set up their holiday homes. I even created an online course called the Elevated Holiday Haven, which is still available to purchase. It's a really, really great course, to be honest. And I'm actually going back to it myself to just remind myself a few things that I've put in there for the setting up and everything. So basically what I wanted to share here is how this manifestation came to life and how it was so outside of our capability financially that the fact that we actually have this now is an absolute dream come true and is something that the reason I share these things is not to brag. It is to show you that anything is possible because honest to God, if I can do it, you can do it too. If you go back and listen to episode 50, that is where I share where all of this started for me with manifestation, where I came from. I have definitely had a privileged life and my husband earns a great income. I've been able to create a great income through my own business, but we did have a very big financial setback. And so I just want to share this because no matter where you're coming from, if you put this out into the universe and you truly believe in it, you will be able to bring your manifestations to life. And manifesting isn't just about dreaming. It just isn't about magic and putting something out there and just hoping that this thing is going to come back to you. You have to actually do the work. You have to do the things that are going to move the needle forward to allow you to be able to realize these dreams, whether that is working, whether that is being in the right room with the right people, or for us selling our home. So I'm going to share with you how all this came about and hopefully it inspires you and just allows you to see that it is possible for you too. So we are talking like 20 years ago when my husband and I first started talking about wanting to own some sort of a holiday property, somewhere that one day we could see our family going and visiting together. I could take my parents there, he could take his parents there, like extended family, just really have that space where when life gets busy, you all just come to and connect. And, you know, it was just a long-held dream and we talk about it, but it was like, we could never see how this could possibly happen for us as two, you know, in the thick of it, young people with young children and, you know, just managing to make ends meet with the mortgage and the groceries and, you know, the kids' schooling and all the rest of it. And on my vision board over 10 years ago, which I've talked about in episode 50, I put on that vision board an image of a beautiful home sort of overlooking the ocean. And that vision has held in my mind since that day. And from that moment, I started to just truly believe that this holiday property is going to happen for me sometime in my future. Now, we went through the process many, many times. We would go to the bank. The bank would say, okay, you can borrow this much. We would go and I would be scouring the internet like that. I was obsessed with realestate.com. I was always on there looking at Mollymook, Kiama, Gerringong, and the Gold Coast were the main areas I would be looking at. I would go and have a look, and then I would think, oh, we can't get what we want. We never quite had enough money to buy what we wanted. There were a few times that we actually went and had a look at properties, but then we would get scared and we would think, oh, what if we don't get the income that we needed? We're going to put ourselves in this really stressful situation. And so we never ended up doing it. And something I've learned in the last few years is that, and especially recently, is that if you don't take the risks to actually really grow and build your wealth in your life, you are going to stay stuck and you're never going to be able to move. You're always going to be in that same hamster wheel and the same kind of life that you're in now, going to work, paying the bills. And so when you actually put yourself out there and take risks, and I know that's really easy to say, but that is when things are going to come to life. So what I would do is I would do guided visualizations, and these are ones that I would find on YouTube, and they would walk you through talking about imagining this thing that you want to have in the future, or that you want to be or you want to do in the future. And put yourself in that and feel how you're feeling in that space. So every time I do these visualizations, I would imagine myself on this beautiful white house with the big wraparound veranda on a hill overlooking the ocean. And I could never quite see where that was, but this was always it. And I would also write in my journal, I would write all the details of this home, I would write how I felt, and I'd get the full body tingles when I thought about this, like I'd be surrounded by my children, my grandchildren would be there running around, I'm sitting back on the deck and I'm watching them and I've got tears in my eyes because I'm so happy, I've got the water views, I would have dreams about this home, like it was a thing and I was pretty obsessed with it. And for so long that I was doing this, I continued to think about it and feel about it. And I would be thinking like, I'm doing all the things that I'm supposed to be doing, but I couldn't see the how. I was so caught up in how is this going to happen though? Like I'm imagining it and I'm feeling it and I think I believe it, but I just couldn't see how. And what I realized in the last few years through really leaning into these tools that I use in manifesting is that I was strangleholding it. I was holding onto it so tightly and I was trying to have control of the how. I was trying to have control of the outcome. And by doing so, I was actually stopping this manifestation from coming to life. And so what I had to do was I had to put that out into the universe. And I had to sit back and I had to trust. I had to let go of that and I had to trust. And so the more that I lent into these manifestation practices, the more I started to truly let go of the how and just let the universe do its thing. I would still pore over realestate.com. I would still be looking and, you know, trying to figure out how we could do it in the finance side of it. And, you know, you've still got to do all that sort of thing. But I started to truly know in my heart that it was going to happen and that I was just going to allow it to come to life in the way that it was meant to. And it's the belief and living as if it's already yours, that it's already there for you, and that it's just the timing that you have to wait for. So for us, the kind of butterfly effect was when we, we were living in our beautiful home in Gaimi Bay. We were going to finish that home and live there and enjoy it for 5 years. We created this beautiful space and we said, we're going to just enjoy it. We're going to enjoy the pool, enjoy the fireplace, all the beautiful things, and just sit for 5 years. And then both of us just had this gut feeling. I brought it up with my husband after I came home from an overseas trip. He said, you know what, I've been thinking the same thing. We just had this feeling that it was time to move on. And so we talked about the fact that by selling this home, it will actually allow us to diversify our assets. That by selling this home, we could possibly have this holiday home and spread out our assets. That by buying an older home and then renovating that again for a few years, we could then build and create more equity in that home that then released more funds for us to flip houses with our boys in the future. And so when we sold our home and we were able to attract so many people to that auction and we got such an incredible price, the butterfly effect of that, of course, is that we were then able to purchase a holiday property where we wanted to. We still had a very tight budget, but we were able to actually start really looking. And it's so exciting. It was so exciting. Like the idea that we're actually starting to look was one of those pinch me moments. So we actually engaged a broker up on the Gold Coast, and that was Matt Schrammer from the Schrammer Group, and I've shared this before on the podcast, that's always been where I felt I can see a home, I can see its potential, and I can work out whether I think that I can make money on it. But where I'm actually buying, and if I'm buying a dud in an area, or is there something going on around it, and all of that kind of thing, I was never very confident. And my husband's so busy with work, it's not something that he has time to even think about. So we engaged a broker. Are you ready to build a business that feels aligned with your soul? Join me in the Soul-Led Stylist membership, where strategy meets creativity. Whether you're just starting out or scaling up, this membership gives you the tools, support, and community to thrive without burnout. This isn't just another program. It's a space where your creativity is celebrated and your soul's mission takes the lead. The only interiors membership that blends strategy with soul. Enrollment is now open. You can join us today and get a bonus strategy session with me. Let's create a business that is uniquely you, aligned with your soul's purpose, and a thriving force in the interiors industry. Check the link in the show notes. And so we were looking at properties up there and we gave them our wish list. So on the wish list, we wanted to be able to have a glimpse of a water view or a nice outlook. We wanted it to be a decent size. We wanted two bedrooms. We wanted it to be a decent size. We wanted to be able to elevate it in, if we had to, in just carpet and painting, but not spend a lot of money on it. We obviously wanted to be able to have it in a really good location for us just to walk to the beach easily, to walk to the main street easily, for people that come and stay there. We want it to be really enticing for the location. Just we had our specific things that we wanted in this property. And so they kept sending us properties and they were right over. We wanted, and the other thing is we wanted it in Burleigh. We love Burleigh up on the Gold Coast. And we could see that that was a really up and coming holiday area. There's a light rail going in from the airport that's going to go right through to, I think it goes right through to Brisbane or surface, but then you swap to a train, something like that. But it takes you up to Pacific Fair. You can get off the off your flight and you can hop on a light rail and you're straight in Burley. You don't need a car, like all these things. And so they kept sending us properties and I would fly up. I flew up a couple of times. Pete came up a couple of times and they were out the back of Burley and they were looking at the side of another block, or they were outside our price range. We went in a couple that had incredible water views, but they took us and looked at a few with beautiful water views, which were way outside our budget, and we couldn't have ever afforded them, which was a little bit mean because they were incredible. And so it just didn't feel like we just kept feeling like our money that we had was just falling short, that we're not going to be able to find what we want to find. And I just kept saying to Pete, we've just got to trust that we're going to find the right one. The right one is going to come up for us and we just have to trust. So then we were told about one in a unit block that we had actually stayed in two times with some friends, and we'd stayed there with our boys when they were quite young. And so it was in an area pretty close to the main street, right across the road from the beach, just beautiful. It's an older building, but it's a beautiful block. It's been renovated. It's got two pools. It's got a tennis court, a spa, a steam room. It's just a really great block. And so we were really excited about it. We went and had a look at this unit and we could see the ocean. And so we were just like, oh my God, this ticks all of our boxes. So we made an offer and they knocked us back and we stretched past what we could actually afford and they knocked us back. So we were gutted because we thought we'd finally found it. And while we were kind of sitting in our misery and disappointment, the agent called and said that another unit had just become available off market, two floors up in the middle of the block overlooking the pool. And she sent us some photos and we thought, this looks really good. So we got pretty excited. She did a walkthrough video for us, and because obviously we're in Sydney, so she did a walkthrough video for us and she sent that through, and we just thought, oh my God, this is even better than the other one. So we negotiated and we made an offer and they accepted, and they accepted actually a little bit below what our budget was. So we got the unit that we wanted. We've got ocean glimpses. We are right across the road from the beach. We are, I think it's an 8 minute or 10 minute walk into James Street that has all of our favorite restaurants and cafes and bars and beautiful shops. And yeah, we're pretty excited. We don't have to do too much to it. We are, we just have to replace the carpet. We're doing a few tweaks. We're updating the kitchen, and yeah, we're doing it. So even though this isn't the house on the hill with the water views, the feeling that I have and the excitement that I have inside about this apartment is exactly the same feeling that I had about the one on the hill. And I'm not even saying that this is the end. You know, this could be a stepping stone for us to then buy something, and it might be the house on the hill, or it could be that this is just it. And I'm quite happy with that because we are incredibly excited about it. I've shared a little bit about it on my social media pages. The handle for the holiday home is at Escape Burley, and it's Escape Burley. And the reason for that is the reason for that name and the spelling is I have used all the letters of it's at @escape_Burley. And I've used all the letters of my myself and my boys and my husband's name. So the K is for myself and my son Kai. The A is for my son Ashton. The P is for Pete. And the S is actually, when I was doing the graphics in Canva, the S is actually an N, and I have flipped it and mirrored it, and that has become an S for my son Nicholas. So that is why it's called Escape Burley. And we're hoping to be open and ready to go by the beginning of October. I'm having a bit of fun with the interiors in it. I'm adding a bit of color. I, being a house of boys and a mum of boys, I'm adding lots of pink. There's lots of pink in this property, and I'm getting my girly on. I'm really going to be marketing it towards families and girls trips. And as you know, if you've been around for a while, it's going to be a luxury property. It's going to be managed through Cove, which is a beautiful property management company up on the Gold Coast. So if anybody's interested, you can head over to at @escape_burley or message me on Instagram or whatever you want to do, and I can just let you know all the details. So that is the story of how this manifestation came to life. And as I said in the very beginning of this episode, when we first had this dream, it was a pie in the sky. It was something that was virtually impossible to us, but I held on to it. And I thought I'd just go through again the sort of steps that I go through and the stages that I go through when I'm manifesting, just to help you and remind you again of how you can actually just start doing it yourself. So number one is to firstly just tune in and really decide, what is it that I want? What is that thing that I really, really want to manifest? What is my dream? And it's got to be something that is, like, you don't want to manifest that you're going to be a billionaire. Like, you've got to be a little bit realistic. And even though for us, I could not see how we were going to get a holiday home, it's still doable. And that is doable for you too. So deciding, what is it that you want? Is it a dream home? Is it a husband? Is it beautiful children? Is it, you know, what is it for you? Number two is to embody, the energy that you already have this property. And not only that, all the practices that you do that allow you to live in a high vibe energy that I've talked about before, that allow you to live in gratitude, to see everything around you as being, you know, having an abundant life. To Abraham Hicks likes to use this analogy of being a cork, that when you are living a positive life and you're seeing all the beautiful things around you, when you're a cork, you are bobbing up on the top of the water and you're floating. When you are looking at the negative, when you're hanging on to the negative and you are being miserable and you are, you know, just bitching or gossiping or just not believing in things, that cork is being pulled heavily under the water. And so what you want to be feeling is light. You want to be having a high frequency. When you're in a high frequency, this is when the law of attraction and what you are calling in will match that frequency and come into your life. And this is where a lot of the hard work is. It is really, really hard to be able to stay in this frequency. And you're not going to be able to stay in this frequency all the time. Trust me, I don't. I still have moments where I have, you know, feeling really flat, I'm feeling sorry for myself, or I'm really stressed out, or whatever it might be. But just coming back to it and just allowing yourself to live in that gratitude. Number three is to take action. And this is physical action and aligned action. So physical action being that, like for me, I was always researching holiday properties. I did courses on how to create a holiday property. I researched how to set up holiday properties. I created my own course on how to set up holiday properties. I styled holiday properties. I was obsessed with it. Like, I did the work. We worked in the back end in our finances by selling our home, by taking a risk, by doing something outside the square so that we could realize that dream. So taking action. And then aligned action is listening to those breadcrumbs, listening to the little signs and following that. So, you know, when something pops up in your mind and you think, oh, that feels really good to me, but then you ignore it and you don't do it. When you listen to those little signs and you follow that feeling and you take action, this is when you are being given the signs from the universe to follow, and this is your path to your destiny. This is the path to your beautiful dreams. And it may not be how you imagined or thought that that path was going to be. And this is the next step. And that is to trust and let go. So you have to trust in these little signs and the breadcrumbs. You have to trust that the universe has your back and that you have to let go of the outcome. You have to try not to stranglehold it and manage it. You have to let it go and allow for it to happen in the way that it's meant to happen. And so for me, I've actually put out a new manifestation into the universe, and that is that we want to start flipping houses. Now, of course, there's a lot for us to do before we do that. We have to actually finish our home. We're going to pull the equity out of our home. And then what our dream is that we can help our boys get started in life by allowing them to come into that investment in some way. And the way that it's all unfolding for us is that one son is doing building design, one son is now, doing a carpentry apprenticeship, and my other son still isn't sure what he wants to do, but he's fantastic with numbers and research and, you know, all those things. So I can see that in some way, my dream, my manifestation is that I want to bring them into a flipping property with us, and that possibly we might end up having some sort of business together in the future that builds that legacy wealth, that builds that generational wealth, that sets them up for life. That's my dream. That's my next manifestation. And I would love to know, if you've listened to this right to the end, come into my DMs. I would love to know what you're manifesting right now. And if you have any questions, I'm more than happy to answer your questions if you have any. And yeah, thanks so much for being here. If this was the first episode you've ever listened to, I hope that it was something that you enjoyed. If you've been here a while, thanks again for hanging around. And I'll be back again next week. Have a beautiful day.